successes, and I have a lot of failures. But I'm trying to stay to Scripture, where I don't have to necessarily talk about my successes and failures, but just talk about the principles. Last week, if you missed last week, we talked about one of the most important principles of parenthood, and that is to gradually transfer a child's dependence off of mom and dad and onto God. That is that's the parent's number one priority, is to transfer the child's dependence on them or the child's dependence on whatever else is going on in their life in the real world onto God. And we talk about the importance of helping that child to develop a deep love for God and to have that deep reverence for God. And in order to do that, of course, we've got to be great examples, we've got to lead spiritually, we've got to lead in the second thing, we've got to lead intentionally. Those things for a child to develop a deep love for God, it doesn't just happen naturally. It doesn't. And so there's a huge responsibility upon us as parents. Now, today, in our second week, we're going to focus in on a few unchanging principles of parenthood. We're going to focus in on just three principles. There are a lot of things when it comes to parenting. We all know, those of us who are parents, that there are principles that worked in our day when we were kids, in our parents' day, but they just don't work today. Things change in how you parent. However, there are certain things that never change. They are unchanging, no matter how long ago you live. Philosophies change, but certain biblical principles on parenting do not change. We all know about the things that change. I remember so well when we were living in Romania, and we were a lot of young couples all scattered out through the Eastern Bloc countries. We'd often come together, we'd fly into Boston, and meet up together, and we'd have these formative times and bonding times. And a lot of us had little babies, and we'd bring along. And I remember so well one of our loving couples, they just had a baby. And we were waiting our third, and they would take their bottle from the pizza and put it on them. You know, and it's like, you don't need to do that. Oh, yes, you do. And I remember one day they had like the four pizza and they got it on the stove. When we walked back in, it was the most horrendous smell, that rubber burning on your pots. Well, needless to say, by the time they came to the third, the bottle fell, the dog licked it, they just put it in the child's mouth. You know, no big deal by that time anymore, right? Because your parenting principles change, and now you're like, let them get the germs and build up immunity. Who cares, right? But there are things that don't change, and so let's look at some of those things. And I'm going to draw all three of these principles from a wonderful story that we read about earlier this morning, and I'm going to read it to you from the Amplified version. It's Mark chapter 10, verse 13. And we read, and they kept bringing. The Amplified gives you different ways that you can translate words and kind of talk them together. So it's a little bit different from the NIV. It says, and they kept bringing young children to him. So you get the picture. Jesus was there, and that's kind of typical, you know? Half of the group is going to be a little bit more huggy and kissy, touchy, feely, and the other group is not going to be like that. And if you're a huggy, touchy, kissy kind of person, there's a lot of value that you put in on that, because if you don't get that reciprocated, it doesn't feel good, it doesn't feel right. If you're not like that, then, you know, now that you're older, it doesn't mean that much. It's not that important to you all the time. true. Okay, and there's typically about 14 to 16 guys. And as you can see in this picture, three on the tire, and the other guy is eating gas in, he's eating a happy meal, and all within 10 to 12 seconds, and they're out. So it's zoom in and zoom out. And so I just thought, this whole number 18 pit stop is kind of like how some of us do parenting. You know, but we pit stop parenting, where it's like zoom in, zoom out, right? Did you do your homework? Good, great. How was your day? Good, great. Okay, great. Did you change your underwear? Great. Don't eat yellow snow. Don't have sex before you're married. Good. Okay, you're going to keep to these principles? Awesome. This jump in the kid's car. Mom, what's for dinner? I don't know. Look underneath the chair for some